This is episode number 197, Turn Emotion into Motion. So in the last 5 Minute Friday, I was talking a lot about some of the emotional things that have been coming up for me and some of the challenges I've been facing lately in the last couple of weeks. And I've still been facing them because I've been beating myself up for some decisions I made and feeling a lot of sadness, uncertainty, fear, stress, and emotional ups and downs. And this is part of life, you know. As long as we're going to continue to be alive and grow and strive after our dreams, there's going to be emotional times that happen. There's going to be ups, emotional ups, and there's going to be emotional downs. And I'm in one of those emotional, challenging, learning, growth moments in my life right now. And I'm really trying to evaluate a lot of things. And I've been beating myself up. I've been beating myself up a lot over the last couple of weeks. And there's something I learned from all of this, that one is we can only do the best we can do in the moment. And I had a phone call with someone recently who's in my School of Greatness Academy, who used to be in incredible shape, used to be a top trainer in Canada, had all these clients, was peak performance, was a nutritionist teaching others, but went through a separation in a relationship, and then all of a sudden lost her clients, lost her confidence, lost her health, and is now overweight, doesn't want to go outside, doesn't want to go to the gym because is embarrassed, and she has kind of lost herself. She's lost this drive, this passion. She's been in this emotional down stage for a while now. I think she's had over a couple of years now. And I feel like I'm in a stage of that myself right now. In the last couple of weeks, I've been down on myself. I haven't wanted to go outside. I haven't wanted to really talk to anyone. I haven't wanted to do work. And I've been beating myself up for it. And my good friend Matt told me, you know, you got to turn that emotion into motion. And this is the same way when a lot of things are going well and you have all these great ideas and you have all this excitement about an idea you have. A lot of people, entrepreneurs or individuals in the world, they'll have great ideas, but they never put it into motion and they just talk about it. And even when we're down as well, you know, we're really good at beating ourselves up, or we're really good at saying we messed up, or we didn't do it. It's not perfect, or it's not good enough. Even if it was good, it's not good enough. And we beat ourselves up even when we do something really well. So whether you're on the upswing of life right now, where you've got all these excitement, you've got all these ideas, you've got all this creativity inside of you, you can't just talk about it. And the same thing when if you're on a downswing in your life, if you're going through emotional uncertainty, if you're going through emotional stress, if you're beating yourself up for something you did or something you didn't do, whatever you have to do, if you have an up or if you have a down, you've got to turn that emotional energy, the up energy and the down energy, into motion. And I can sit here and I can continue to beat myself up for a couple more weeks or a couple more months. And I'm not going to say I'm perfect. I might be second guessing myself and questioning and uncertain and afraid. These emotions are going to come up, and you shouldn't hide these emotions and not feel them. You should definitely feel excited or feel the emotional downs you're feeling, but you've got to put it into motion in some way. And eventually, you're going to create some type of different result when you put it into motion. So for me right now, I'm just speaking for myself. I'm committed to focusing throughout the day. I'm committed to being productive. I'm committed to focusing on my dreams, my visions. I'm committed to working on myself. I'm committed to creating new possibilities and new opportunities. And I'm committed to taking action. Now, the emotions are probably still going to come up, because there's a lot of uncertainty for me right now and a lot of mixed emotions and feelings. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to allow myself to feel them. I'm going to allow myself to feel the emotion, but I'm going to take action and put my emotions into motion to start getting results, to start improving, to start getting to the next level, to start just getting to the next step. And I want you guys to think about this thought today. Turning emotions that you have, the excitement, the passion, the joy, the creativity, the fear, the stress, the anger, frustration, uncertainty, into motion. Whichever side of the pendulum you're on right now, the upside or the downside, put it into motion. Take action with that emotion and start taking the next step, getting to the next step. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be right. It doesn't have to be wrong. You just want to put it into action and get to that next step today. and allow yourself to feel the excitement, to feel the joy, to feel the creativity. Allow yourself to feel the uncertainty, to feel the fear, the frustration, the sadness, the hurt, whatever it is that's coming up for you. Allow yourself to feel it, but don't allow it to control you and own you. And that's what I see a lot of people doing. They allow the excitement or the fear to own and control them, where they don't take action. So use it, leverage it, use it as a motivator to take action and just get to the next step today. This is 5 Minute Friday. Thank you guys so much for being here. Again, it's been a journey for me over the last couple of weeks. And my goal and intention for these 5 Minute Fridays is to share with you what's coming up for me. Share with you the inspiring things that are happening, the vulnerable things that are happening, the messiness, the good, the bad. Share with you it all, because I've been getting feedback that you guys are appreciating that. So I'm going to continue to do this. And my goal is to make it inspiring and actionable for you, to give you some great resources and tips to move into the weekend with inspiration, clarity, focus, and power. So thank you guys so much. If you enjoyed this, make sure to head back to lewishouse.com/197. Share this with your friends. Talk about it. Tell people to subscribe to the School of Greatness podcast. We just hit 7 million downloads. Very excited about this. The growth continues to inspire and motivate me to take my emotion and put it into motion. So thank you guys so much. You know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.